Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. JD buys Walmart's Chinese online grocery store. Germany votes Amazon as the best online retailer, and ad blocking is on the rise in the US. Retail giant Walmart has announced that it sold its Chinese e-commerce branch to the country's second largest online store, JD. YHD.com, which Walmart had previously paid $760 million for the ownership of, specializes in groceries and is now amongst the top 10 e-commerce sites in China. However, with JD now taking the reins, YHD.com now represents a step up for JD in taking the fight to Alibaba, which has itself recently moved into grocery sales. JD said of the deal that customers will gain access to a wide range of new and imported items, which would see it brought into direct competition with Alibaba's Tmall. Imported foods is a growing market in China, with cross-border spending tripling since 2014. This goes some way to explaining JD's recent purchase, which will save the company money by using Walmart's pre-existing supply chains. Amazon has been voted the best online retailer in Germany. The survey, conducted by Service Value, asked customers who had bought something online in the past 12 months what they thought was the best retailer in particular categories. In second place came perfume brand Douglas, followed by shoe company Deichmann. Klaus Detloff, CEO of Service Value, said that the results show the importance of brand awareness, calling it a key lever. Other brands in the top 10 included HMN and Jack Wolfskin, whilst there were no pure online shops at the top at all. He said that market research has shown that the level of awareness always has an impact on customer satisfaction. Ad blocking is expected to increase in the US, causing further headaches for online marketers. Expected to keep increasing to 86.6 million internet users in the country by next year, it will see a jump of 24% over the next 12 months, which will mean that nearly a third of those online will use one. A study showed that the phenomenon is also far more common on desktops and laptops than on smartphones and other devices, with around 23% of those on computers using them compared to just under 8% of those on smartphones. However, the use of ad blockers is expected to grow at a higher rate into next year on smartphones, rising to 11%, over twice as much of a jump as that on desktop or laptop computers. And finally, CIBC First Caribbean has announced the launch of a mobile banking app in Jamaica, which can be accessed from Android, Apple, and BlackBerry devices. With increased mobile penetration across the country from 35 to 48% from 2015, banks in Jamaica have recently improved their level of digital banking adoption for the 3 million phones in use across the island. Trevor Torzas, Managing Director of Customer Relationship Management and Strategy at CIBC First Caribbean, said that the new app they have launched is just one of a series of innovations that will improve the way people bank across the island. Meanwhile, Finance Group NCB is looking to get approval from the Bank of Jamaica in order to set up a digital wallet, demonstrating how the company is moving forward with online banking. And that's all from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.